Homosexuality remains a criminal offense in more than 70 countries. Every day, people around the world suffer discrimination and violent attacks, and in some cases, torture and even death, because they are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. And according to the United Nations, it's getting worse. Navi Pillay is the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. Speaking on the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia, she says the two phobias are no different than sexism, misogyny, racism, and xenophobia.
History shows us the terrible human price of discrimination and prejudice. No one is entitled to treat a group of people as less valuable, less deserving, or less worthy of respect. Each and every one of us is entitled to the same rights, to the same respect and ethical treatment, regardless of our sexual orientation or gender identity.
South Africa has one of the most progressive policies towards homo and transsexuality. Doc Mashabane from the South African mission to the UN in New York says his country backs a society free of discrimination.
We made a decision that because we know what it is to be discriminated against, we took a decision, a conscious one for that matter, that will not allow anybody to be discriminated on the basis of who they are.
Homophobia is considered to be one of the main obstacles in implementing HIV prevention strategies. Michelle Sidibe is the executive director of UNAIDS, the UN's main AIDS-focused organization.
When people are stigmatized because of their sexual orientation or gender identity, they are less likely to access the HIV services they need. This leads to new HIV infection and AIDS deaths. We must replace violence and discrimination with acceptance and tolerance.
According to the UN, homophobic-based hate crimes are on the rise in many parts of the world, from New York to Brazil, from Honduras to South Africa. Radmila Sulimanova, United Nations.